There are two parts, as we have read, to this chapter. The first part was the children of Israel being under the wonderful blessing of the Lord because they were obedient to him. And all the blessings, as we read, that were bestowed upon them. And one felt what a lesson that is to us, you know, really. And what led me to this word was thinking of all the solemn things that have taken place in this nation this year. And the words came so powerfully last evening, then will I also walk contrary unto you. You see, really, when we look at the nation, how it is walking contrary to God's word, contrary to the commandments of the Lord, the laws on our statute book, so many of them are absolutely contrary to God's word and his commandments. And as I thought upon this, this chapter seemed to so rest upon me. But I thought how wonderful the blessings were in the early part. Why? Because the dear children of Israel, all they sought to do was do what the Lord commanded them and be obedient to him. And oh, how he promised not only to bless them in their souls, but to increase their land, their businesses, their families. The smile of heaven was upon them. But as soon as they began to turn from the Lord, be disobedient to his word and to his commandments, oh, how solemnly he was to deal with them. He was to deal with them in their souls, in bringing them into barrenness and bondage. He was to bring upon them as their families solemn judgments and evil upon them. And he was to deal with them because of their sin and their wanderings and their backwardness to seek him and serve him. You see, the Lord will have the preeminence. I often think of that beautiful word which the apostle said, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. And you know, as you read the first part of the chapter, what we read together this evening, how the Lord had preeminence in their hearts, in their souls, in their life, in their walk. He was first and last and all in all to them. But as soon as they began to forget him and walk contrary to his word and contrary to his commandments, oh, how solemnly he was to deal with them. And I think of those words that brought me to this, if you walk contrary unto me, I will walk contrary unto you. And may we each lay that to heart, you see. We're all part of this nation. We all contribute to the sin of it. And the Lord is truly sending judgment upon the land. And may we lay it to heart. We grieve and mourn and weep because of those that are suffering in it all. But oh, may we lay it to heart in our souls. Where in this chapter do we stand? And may we be given that grace that we might cleave close to the Lord, cleave close to his word, cleave close to his commandments and ways, cleave close to his ordinances and his statutes. And may none of these evils come upon us. You see, they had to be brought right down to humble repentance before the Lord, before he was to smile upon them again. And may we as a nation, we beg and plead, many of us for years, the Lord will yet bring this land to truly fear him. And you say, it's only the Lord that can bring us down to that place where we truly weep and repent over our sin before him. And to know more and more of his pardoning love, the application of his precious blood. Well, may we lay these things to heart. They're not my words. They're what the Lord said to the children of Israel. And it's relevant today as it was when he spoke it then. And will we not need the Lord's appearing? We know not what the Lord will send to bring this nation to repentance, or bring each of our hearts. But oh, may we be brought. You think of all Job had to come to. But it was only in that latter part of the book of Job we find really the dear man. What did he say? It's a beautiful word, really. He said, I abhor myself. That's where we got to come to. And repent in dust and ashes. And until our leaders are brought to that place, and we each personally, the Lord will not yet smile again. But oh, when he brings us to real confession of sin and to lie at his feet. I think of that beautiful word of John the Baptist. It's a word that's very precious to my soul. He, Christ, he says, must increase, but I must decrease. There's no room for the flesh in the presence of the Lord. He said, didn't he? No flesh shall glory in my presence. Well, may the Lord bless to us this sacred word. And may we lay it to heart.